From Berlin to London to right here in Chapel Hill, youth activists demanded climate action around the world last Friday. The international protest was the largest climate strike since the pandemic began. At UNC, students gathered in the pit holding signs reading, "Dismantle the system," and "The climate is changing, why aren't we?" to demand action from their peers, local government, and the university. Ember Penny is a first-year student at UNC and one of the organizers of the rally. She said there are climate issues locally and abroad, so climate action is needed at all levels.
I think it's important to come out like on the same day across the world because it really shows a sense of solidarity. Because even though like I don't know the people striking in Europe or Africa or Asia, like we all live on the same planet and this is all going to affect us. So I just think it's really cool that we're all the youth and everyone of all ages is coming out.
While climate change is a global issue, Penny said there are things Chapel Hill can do to make a difference. One of the things she and other rally leaders called for is a divestment from UNC's cogeneration power plant on Cameron Avenue, which uses coal. Margot Franchini is also a first-year student at UNC and the coordinator of Earth Uprising Chapel Hill, an advocacy group that organized the rally. She said the coal plant is especially destructive because it hurts the most vulnerable communities.
Here in Chapel Hill, we have an egregious example of environmental injustice, and it's laden in the fact that we have a coal-burning power plant on campus. It's situated on the periphery of UNC campus, surrounded by low-income housing in a community called Pine Knolls, and most of its emissions affect a historically BIPOC community called Northside.
Franchini called upon the UNC System Board of Governors to divest from the coal plant by 2030. The BOG said in 2010 that it would switch to renewables by 2020, but failed to meet that goal. UNC's most recent climate action plan, released in April, said the university aims to be carbon neutral by 2040 and aims to, quote, move away from coal as quickly as is technically and financially feasible. Chapel Hill Town Council member and mayoral candidate Hongbin Gu was also at the rally. She agreed with demonstrators' assessment that local institutions aren't doing enough in the face of climate change.
As a young generation, as a like part of the community, what do we need to do to move forward with our initiatives and try to reduce the emission and trying to add this urgency in our action plan to really like shape this town and shape this community into something that's more resilient, more inclusive. It's a better future for everyone.
Franchini said she believes both the university and the Chapel Hill government need to do more to face the imminent threat of the climate crisis. She explained why she believes it's important for this movement to be youth-driven.
I knew about climate change when I was 9, and like ever since then, it's kind of been like a part of me. And so I feel like if you get exposed to the issue at a young age and you kind of envelop it into your values, then you get a more sustained commitment to the movement throughout your life. And that's really important if we want to have a sustainable future.
On a global day of action, Franchini and other organizers made sure that the necessity of addressing climate change was heard by the young people of Chapel Hill. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.